At the beginning, we imagined to make a big tour around the world, but I felt that I will stay in a wild place to live more longer. Our first destination was in the east of Europe. So we continued in this direction, to the east, into Russia.
So you left east and you cycled over which countries?
Through Germany, Republic Czech, through Poland. And in Poland we met the first primeval forest. It's the last one in Europe, Białowieża. And then by Lithuania, and Russia. In Russia, we went to the northwest part of the Ural.
By the time you arrived there, how many days had passed? Weeks? Months?
1 month we spent to reach the Białowieża forest. And after that, we crossed again Kazakhstan to Altai region in Russia, and it was winter time.
Had you saved money for the trip?
My companion, he had sold a house, and I had sold my yurt. So we sold everything we had. During the travel, we made films, movies about the forest and the administration of our region by these movies. So during the travel, we had little money from them.
What did your family and people in Tramagat think of this crazy idea?
I think that they understood me because I think they had this kind of dreams too, maybe. My family and Tramagat, they support me in this travel and in this adventure. When I decide to stay living in the far east of Russia, my parents support my choice too. My mother came 3 times into forest in Russia to see me.
And the people you met en route were very hospitable and kind, mostly?
Not everybody, but generally, yes, generally. In Mongolia, it's like a honor to have guests from everywhere. So for them, it's really human approach to open their door and give us to eat something. I decided to stay because in this little village were living native people, and they were living really poorly but simply. Their life was just around one question: it's to find how to eat. And during our trip, we was in this reality too. We have nothing, just the strict necessary to live today and tomorrow, maybe. And I think when we came in this village, we met my future family, and they accept me like a sister. I could realize a way of life like I was dreaming in during my childhood, and lived like an Indian.
You have 2 children. How old are they?
7 and 4 and a half.
And how long have they now been in France?
2 years since.
And have they adjusted very well?
I think for them it's a good thing, because now they are going to school and having other activities like music or something like that. But when we remember about Russia, for them Russia it's still like their home and their roots. And the history of these people and this family is not a light history, but the history with their father and their grandfathers and grandmothers is really important for them. And they are part of these people and of this history. And they received a kind of heritage because we were living into forest and we were living the way of life of natives.
Do you plan on going back to visit?
Yes. We will go there in autumn.
Well, thank you very much, Marilia.
Goodbye.
Great.